Welcome to Business Video Marketing Strategies, expanding your business exposure with video and other hot social methods. Hello, I'm David Cummings, and I'm very excited about business video marketing strategies.
Video can showcase your business or venture with ease, highlighting the most valuable message by way of picture, motion, video voiceovers, and much, much more. A picture is worth 1,000 words, and a video is definitely worth 1,000 pictures. So, use it to your advantage. You can literally portray your message only in seconds and have the right video presentation to showcase exactly what you want to people. People really connect with video, and it's the marketing strategies which can help propel your business further than ever before. This week, we will delve further into the few elements of video marketing, face-to-face, in the real world, and even look at some screen capture stuff as well. So the elements we're going to be looking at is the equipment and the props, the camera, the microphone and audio, and certainly the lighting. Just remember that all of this is easy once you know what you're doing, and with a little bit of guidance, that you'll go a lot further than what you would before. The other thing to remember here is that we are not after a Hollywood production. We want the business message to come through that will grab attention and then convert people to take action. And that is what it's all about. It's not about a Hollywood production. It's about getting people to do what we want them to do. We need to have it well transitioned, but not over the top. We want it professional, but not too polished. We are in business, and we want to make sure that our business is showing what we want people to do. People enjoy business with people that they can trust, and you want to build your relationships with them and get it right. And that's why video is so important, because it can really show forth what you are, who you are, and what you stand for. It shows you as trustworthy, and even if you're not showing your face on the video, they've got a good idea of what your business will stand for. They will understand just from the video clips, from the transitions, and your message. And remember what we said before, a video tells 1,000 pictures, and a picture tells 1,000 words. So in a short video, you can really sell your message well. Rightio, the first point is the equipment and the props. When doing face-to-face video, there are many important factors, and we mentioned this in last week's presentation. However, you got to make sure that you grab each of these and take it to the best of your ability. If you miss them and get them wrong, it's sort of going to not really... Right, the first point is the equipment and the props. When doing face-to-face video, it's very important to get all of these factors right. And we mentioned this in last week's presentation as well. But we're going to go over it again in a little bit finer detail. So, you need a prop, something to hold in your hand, something to point with, something to look at. Otherwise, you will just look like you're standing in the middle of nowhere, not doing anything. Whatever you do in your video, you want to move, not just stand still. Even if it's a slight movement with your hands only, then that's important. Then your hands become your props. But if you're going to put something in your hand, then you want to be able to use it properly. You want to be able to swing it in the right direction, not make a big fuss out of it, and use it wisely, if that makes sense. So it could be a tool, a small machine, a pointer, a stick, a watch, a phone, or something like that, whatever you're using, which has to be applicable to the video you're making. Another point is the clothes you wear. You want to make sure that you match your business type, and you want to wear the right attire. We mentioned this last week as well, but just recapping, if you are in the medical profession or the health profession, be smart, casual, dressed well, and in a trustworthy manner as well. You don't want to be wearing your after-work clothes, and that is your shorts and t-shirts and thongs, etc. You want to make sure you stand out matching your business type. Just with your clothes, you've got to make sure that they're not too daggy, they're not falling apart, they haven't got holes in them. Whatever it is, you've got to suit your business type. And just with the clothes as well, just make sure they're not see-through. Especially if you're a lady, you don't want anything to be see-through where people are focusing on what's under the clothing rather than what you're talking about in your message. You've got to make sure your hair is not all messy, and that is that you might think you're fine, but have a short video, stop it, and go back and look at it. Play it back for yourself. That way you can see what you actually look like to your audience. Just make sure your whole outfit is clean. Any animals you may work with are considered props as well. You've got to make sure you use them in the right manner. Now just remember that they always do what they always want to do. They don't necessarily do what you want them to do. So just choose which animal you're going to be using. Choose it wisely. And if you're going to use an animal, film the whole thing right from the beginning, because there might be a clip in the beginning which you could use rather than the end. Animals' attention spans are very short, and if you start filming right in the beginning, say your piece, and even if you practice over and over with the animal there, at least one of those clips may be well used. They might be able to be used, I mean. So just be careful with working with animals, because some of them are really big and cumbersome. They can hurt you, stand on you, squash you, all those sorts of things. If they're small, then you've got to make sure that the camera can pick that up. They might be noisy. Just be very careful if they are noisy, because you're going to lose the whole presentation. You're going to lose the essence of what you're trying to say in your video. Some animals need a trainer. They might need control by somebody else. And the whole thing with animals is that they are there to enhance the video, not to be the video, okay? Just remember, they are there only to enhance. Just when you're using machinery as well, that you want to make sure that any machinery you use is there as a prop only. It shouldn't be unsafe. It should be always set up in a safe manner. And if you're doing something on the video and it is considered unsafe, then people watching it will focus on your unsafe act rather than what you're saying. For instance, if you're talking about electrical works and you're standing on an aluminium ladder near water, then people aren't going to listen to your message. They're going to be looking at you standing on the aluminium ladder in the water. You've got to make sure whatever you're doing is safe, because people will really judge you and judge you very harshly if you're not doing the right thing. Unless your video is about those specific things, then they'll understand what you're trying to say. Okay? But just be very wary of what you're doing. So any equipment and props should be well used, should be set up correctly, and used in a safe and controlled manner. Okay. Now moving right along, we're going to go to the next point, which is the camera. Okay, and have a look at the camera in your video production. Now, the digital camera you'll be using has to be simple to use. It can't be too cumbersome, and it can't be the focus of everything. Just remember, it is a tool to capture you on camera, on you onto digital film, and that's about it. But you need to make sure your camera suits your need. Now, if you're using a HD camera, there's a lot of different settings and lighting, sound, focus, the other things that you can do effects with. We don't want to get too carried away, but we need to be able to use it and use it correctly. When you're actually shooting the video, you want to make sure that you're basically in the center of the camera, right in the middle of the crosshairs. If you're not, then people are going to wonder why you're off onto the side. You also got to make sure that your headshot, right down to your torso, in other words, your portrait shots, are clear enough as well. And the camera should be focused on you the whole time, not necessarily what is on and around you. Unless you specifically want to show what's in the background, you should make sure that you stand out clear enough that if you do move, that the camera person can actually focus and pan across with you. That way you're always in the center of the camera. You've got to make sure that if you're moving back and forward, that the camera person can make sure you're always in focus as well. Because there's nothing worse than looking at a video and realizing that it's in and out of focus, because you're going to lose the message. the audience will start looking at why is this out of focus? What's detracting from the message? That's what they'll focus on. Now, if you're using a HD camera, because it's going to take a lot of film in and a lot of memory, you want to make sure that your end product can actually fit on your platform. And I said that before in last week's show, but the importance is that if you're going to watch a short 30-second video, you don't want it to be 50 megabytes big. You don't want it to be 100 megabytes big because of the size of the amount of memory that you're using a HD. You want to make sure that it's going to load quickly on whatever platform you've got, and the size of the actual file and the end of it should be, you know, 10 megabytes or less, because you want it to quickly load, get up and running without lots of wait time and that sort of thing. So just check the setting on your camera that the HD settings are not to the full extent of high definition. There's a couple of different grades you can actually pull down the amount of frame rates per second for your camera, and that will affect the size of the file in the end as well. If you're not using HD and you're using just a standard video camera, well, standard definition is fine as well. It just means the frame rate's different, it's not taking in as much memory, and you can't pan across as quick, otherwise it starts to get blurry. However, on all of these business video marketing productions you're going to be doing, you need to make sure that it is clear, moving slow enough that the audience doesn't get sick or lose their balance or lose their place because you're moving around too quick. Jolting around a camera is not fun for someone watching. We always recommend using a tripod, whether you're using a HD, a standard definition, and even an iPhone. If you use an iPhone, then try and use some sort of stable platform, whether it's a tripod, whether you're leaning against something, whether it's sitting on a table. That way, it's not jittering around and being a real distraction to the audience. Keeping it still and steady makes a better video for everybody. You can understand what's happening, and they will get a better picture in the end as well. Now, we mentioned last week about the quality of the camera. It also comes back down to price as well. You don't have to go and spend thousands of dollars on the best camera. The best way to get away with these things is $50 to $100. Then I wouldn't go over $300, $400, $500, because otherwise you're just getting too much camera for what you really want. You're not getting bang for your buck, if that makes sense. Because the cheaper cameras, like $50 to $100, can just do just as good a job nowadays. So it's important that you don't go over the top with cameras. And there's always lots of specials out as well. If you don't own a camera yourself, you don't have to go buy one. You could always borrow one if you're only going to do one video. It's always best, of course, to have your own equipment, because you can always do things in the future. And if you're serious about doing video marketing, then you will definitely want to have your own video. Okay, just on cameras as well, there's another setting or two which can really help the definition of your video, and that is the light exposure setting. When you're filming, you don't want anything to be too overexposed or too underexposed, because people will not see your face correctly, whether it is overexposed or underexposed. You can also change the light saturation and the color saturation to make it look a lot more realistic. And that's important in today's world, because people are used to seeing such high quality video, even if it's shot straight off their iPhone or smartphone. So just watch the settings for your lights and your saturation levels as well. But as we mentioned last time, don't get too hung up and caught up on what video camera you're using. As long as it's doing the job it's meant to, then you're doing a good job. And if you're doing screen capture and just recording what's on your computer screen, then obviously the camera is negligible. It doesn't matter because it's not important. However, if you're doing screen capture and you're flicking between real-life shots and screen capture, then you've got to make sure that they're very clear.
Rightio, we'll be back in seconds after this short message.
Want to get the right tools for your internet business at one place? Get access to thousands of articles and software and even how-to help training videos? It's now available in one spot at the membership site that just keeps on giving. There's even complete PLR there for you to start using right away. Easy, fast, and effective. www.mywealthyweb.com/join. You'll become very powerful in your niche with the right tools. Join today. It's free.
Anyway, moving along, we're going to the next point, which is the sound, the microphones, and the audio. And there's different aspects you can look at with this, and that is that sound is different to noise, and noise is definitely different to your required audio. And sound is the waves or the vibrations that you want to capture. That's what you want to get. Noise is in the background, and that's what you do not want. So you've heard of that sound white noise, where it's just a hum or a hiss in the background. You turn the volume up with nothing particularly playing, and you hear this sound or a hiss. That's white noise, and it's annoying to everybody. You can get it out and remove it later, but it's important that in your business video, you minimize that very well. Now, last time we mentioned microphones and the different types of microphones, and that was omnidirectional microphones and unidirectional microphones. Now, most video cameras have omnidirectional microphones, which captures sounds from all directions. And the problem with that is you can have a lot of birds chirping in the background. You can have outside noises. There might be a neighbor down the road who's mowing his lawn, which will come through in your video. It might be a noisy car going past. Or if you live beside a freeway or under a flight path, then you will capture these on an omnidirectional microphone. So just be careful of that. And as we mentioned last time, do a short video and play it back and listen intently to your playback, making sure that you don't have any outside noises that are really distracting the video itself. And it's always best to use a unidirectional microphone, and that might be a clip mic for your lapel. It might be a set of headphones which has an attached microphone, and that will capture particularly your voice and not much else around. Okay, now that's very important. The other thing with that, you might have to have a wind sock on, that if you're in a windy place, that you don't get the constant blowing or the wind. And you've seen those videos where someone's filming outside and it's windy and all you can hear is the wind bashing against the microphone. And it's really distracting because you can't hear anything anyone else is saying except for wind blowing in the microphone. So a wind sock or a piece of foam or a cloth over the microphone might stop a lot of that wind sound as well. Now, one of the tricks I've just discovered recently is that if you have a iPhone or a smartphone, a lot of them have a built-in microphone in the earphones that you might get. So instead of racing out and buying a really expensive microphone for your camera, you can actually get away with just your headphones from your iPhone or from your smartphone. They're very good quality. Now just remember, the whole point in recording your voice is to be clear, concise, and that everyone understands what you're saying. And that way, you might have to get a lapel microphone. You might have to get a unidirectional microphone. You might have to get something different because wherever you're recording, it might not be quite working. Another trick is that you record onto your smartphone, which is in your pocket, using your microphone headphone set, at the same time as recording yourself. That way you've got a backup of your audio, just in case the original audio doesn't work or capture you properly. And that's a very good trick. And just remember though, you can edit a lot of this stuff out. So remember, the business video marketing strategy has to be that you're capturing the audio to tell a great message that people can listen to and adhere to and actually do. So if you're doing screen capture, on the other hand, you've got to make sure that the audio is picked up well enough. And you can have a built-in microphone in the computer. You could have a headset with a microphone and you need some sort of windsock that you're not putting it right under your mouth and breathing into it. Whatever you do, though, you don't want to have something playing in the background that it is being picked up by your microphone and being picked up by the internal recorder in the computer. It will get some sort of delay and you'll get an echo. Especially if you're playing a web clip, like a YouTube video, and your microphone is turned up, so you can hear the computer playing as well. You will hear it through the computer, and then you'll hear it second time through the microphone. Now that is very, very distracting. You've got to make sure that you turn your microphone down if you're playing through your computer. Otherwise, you'll just get echo. And I've seen many, many people do this. And it's very distracting. So you be the person, you be the business video production manager who avoids that problem. You'll go a lot further. Okay, the next point we've got is lighting. Lighting, as we mentioned last time, is critical. Okay, in the real world, you have to consider, what are you trying to light? What are you trying to highlight? And in most cases, it's probably the person speaking or the background if you don't have someone standing in the picture. Now, to do that properly, you need to have correct soft lighting. And I say soft, and that is you haven't got any harsh lights casting major sharp shadows behind you. The best lighting to use is bounced light. And if you bounce a light off some sort of reflective shield, whether it's an umbrella painted white or a white piece of card or some sort of wall, then you'll actually see that it is a lot clearer. Everything will be soft. You won't cast as many shadows. You won't be harsh in the picture, if that makes sense. Now, to have soft lighting, the best ones to use is some sort of major high-powered fluorescent light shining against a white umbrella, which is painted white, of course, on the inside. And you've seen them on professional lighting shows and professional video shooting shows. And if you're watching the YouTube video of this, you'll actually see what we mean. It's usually mounted on a tripod, and you don't just have one of them, you have a few of them. If you're just showing it on your face, it will probably cast a shadow. If you're against a wall, then you will have a shadow behind you. So you need to have some extra light shining on the wall behind you to get rid of the extra shadows. If you're in a real world environment with some other colors and shapes and sizes around you, then the background lighting is less important. However, when you are talking about lighting, provided your face is highlighted, that you have lighting from all directions, so you're not just shadowed on one side, but you're well-rounded in light, then that is all the more important. And as we mentioned last time, if you have natural lighting is the best. Sunlight. Even if it's a cloudy day, it's so much nicer to have natural light. It just really, really highlights your face well. Okay. That's about it for lighting, really, provided you get the right color balance. And that is that if you've got too much light, well, then move out of the sunlight. You don't want people squinting. You don't want people looking and screwing up their face trying to see the camera. You just got to make sure that you're well balanced and that you're showing yourself as yourself. Okay? So pick the best place for lighting, whether it's inside or outside. Just make sure that you're not in harsh, sharp light. Soft light is always the best. Just remember that you can get your own free video marketing course at www.gethitstoyourwebsite.net. It really shows how to do video one step at a time. There's 14 training videos on how to do this precisely. Don't forget you can follow us on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DavidCummingsOnline. You can also follow us on Facebook, which is fb.com/businessvideomarketingstrategies. There's so much information to share, and we're very excited about what video can do for you. I'm David from Business Video Marketing Strategies. Thanks for listening. Okay, all of these elements we mentioned, which is the props and the camera and the sound equipment and the lighting, all work together. What are they meant to do? They're meant to enhance your video, to show your message, because your video is not really about your video. Your video is really about telling a message and making sure your message gets understood when it's told, that people get what you're trying to say without being distracted by all of these other elements around. And all of the things around you, like we mentioned, they're all to enhance your message, and that's about it. So whatever you're doing in your video production, it has to really show your message and shine your message so people know exactly what you wanted them to do. Video production is rather simple once you get all of these steps into place. So we're just about out of time, but next time we're going to go through all of the editing issues and tie the whole lot together and finish that off next week. So I really appreciate you listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show and that you can actually implement these little steps into your video marketing and your video message, that people can see you for what you really are, and you are just telling your message. I trust you've enjoyed the show, and we'll catch you next week on Business Video Marketing Strategies and how you can propel your business forward with the use of video and the proper marketing tools. I'm David. Thank you for listening.